You have filed a lawsuit against the city challenging their decision not to offer refunds to non-residents who still paid a St. Louis city tax in 2020. And by the way, this is, you know, we live in the city, so my ears always perk up when I hear city things like this. So tell us about it, Mark.
Sure, yeah. So we brought a lawsuit against the city of St. Louis on behalf of four individual plaintiffs who live outside the city of St. Louis. So our lawsuit really only applies to non-residents. So if you are a city resident like yourself, you have to pay the 1% earnings tax regardless of where you earn your income. Now, if you live outside the city, the city earnings tax ordinance says you're only liable for the earnings tax for work performed or services rendered in the city. And the city itself has always interpreted in the city to mean physically in the city. So they've given refunds to people for traveling for their jobs or teleworking in years past. Well, in comes COVID-19 and the pandemic, and the city says to itself, oh, shoot, you know, this earnings tax makes up a big chunk of our annual revenue. If we give refunds to people teleworking, you know, a lot of people were teleworking in 2020.
Absolutely.
But again, it's not a new thing. People have always worked from home maybe a couple days a week, but it's certainly expanded. And so the city at some point made a decision, hey, we're not going to issue refunds anymore for teleworking. We're only going to give refunds for travel days. So that you think about a St. Louis Cardinal player or a Blues player who travels for road games, they would still get a refund for the days they travel away for their games. But yet the paralegal who's having to work from home in the Metro East or St. Charles is not going to get a refund. And we think that's unfair. We think that violates what's called the Equal Protection Clause in the Constitution. It says, hey, you can't treat people similarly situated differently. And so we're asking for the court to issue refunds to anybody who has submitted a claim for a refund. We're seeking class action status. The city's obviously opposing that. They don't want to have to pay out refunds to everyone who sought them. And recently, the reason I, you know, was asked to come on the show and was grateful for the opportunity is we've created a new website. It's called stlrefund.com, where people who, you know, may have gone to the collector's website and seen his directive that, hey, you can't get a refund if you teleworked, which is what he did, even though we think that violates the law. We've created our own form where people can go fill this out, submit it, so at least they've got a place in line, so to speak, to say, hey, I want my earnings tax back. Now, we offer no guarantees. You know, this is a fight in city halls, never an easy thing, but it's our hope that if we can get class status, everyone who's been harmed by this will get a chance at that refund.
Well, and it's an interesting, I shouldn't say interesting because it's actually a fairness issue, but what is interesting is because I wouldn't even know how to put a number on it, but we all know it's a really high number because there were story after story after story after story about how the working culture had changed because of the pandemic, and so many people were now working at home. And I mean, I do recall, you know, I can't remember. I mean, I do recall estimates about how much that had changed, and it was dramatic. I mean, very dramatic. So
yeah,
there's got to be some kind of, it's got to be fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's interesting. St. Louis, I think, is unique in that, you know, it's about $200 million that's generated from the earnings tax, and 75% of that gets paid by non-residents because we have such a, you know, sprawling metropolitan right. area where people don't live in the city. So for the city of St. Louis, it's a much bigger hit to have to issue those refunds as opposed to places like Kansas City and Philadelphia who have said, we're going to issue refunds mm-hmm. for people who didn't work in the city. St. Louis is sort of alone in this regard. So,
well, where do you go from here? And I know that, I mean, you're a reasonable guy. You're doing what you have to do and what you should do, but you're a reasonable guy. And just the fact that you're aware and you speak about how much the city depends on that revenue. And as a city resident, I know that. I mean, yep. I can tell you that because of our property taxes.
Yeah.
You know, the city needs money. So what would be the fair thing to do? I mean, what would be the thing where, you would be pleased, I guess is the best way to put it. You and your clients would be pleased.
Yeah. So I would be pleased. And my co-counsel, Beavis Shock, who's a big civil rights attorney, he's working with me on this case. And we, like you said, we just want fairness. We think
right.
that people who have worked outside the city, who haven't utilized the city services during the year, should be entitled to a refund if they seek it. And so we would hope that everyone who submits their claim, and you do have to submit a claim, you have to verify the number of days you worked out the city, you know, outside the city and all that. So that's what we'd like to see, is the city recognize that, hey, this is wrong what we're doing. And actually, that's one of the arguments we make. It's like, who's to say these employers who are largely, you know, staffed by non-residents aren't going to say when their lease is up, well, maybe, you know, why are we going to live in a city that treats our people like this? Maybe we'll just head out to West County or St. Charles County.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get them to sort of see the wisdom and not taking this short-sighted approach of kind of, you know, keeping money that we don't believe belongs to the city and issue the refunds. And going forward, we're hoping that we'll get a court order saying that they're wrong. But you never know.
Well, I mean, I wish you well. It's a worthwhile pursuit. And again, the pandemic created a lot of change and a lot of havoc. What was the norm or the traditions or the customs or the normal processes were all just thrown up in the air, and things were dramatically different. And I don't think you don't need my opinion, but I don't think it's unreasonable at all to just say, well, hold on a minute. We don't want to penalize people who just had to keep their jobs, and they had to keep their jobs by working, whether it's in O'Fallon or, you know, working in the Creve Corps, wherever it is.
Right.
Know?
Right.
It's not like people were, you know, sailing around the world.
Right.
Know?
And you got your kids at home you're dealing with and dealing, you know, all the stuff that goes with working from home. It's not an easy thing. You know, and to be taxed 1% on top of it, we just think it's unfair.
And in many, if not most cases, employees didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. They were told to stay home. They were told they could not come to their city office. And that's a big part of this.
So people can go to, again, visit STLRefund.com to officially download and submit a protest form to the city.
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate it.